Welcome back to Diamond Gems. I'm your host, Jacob, and today I am joined by my brother and co-host, Isaac. Isaac, welcome. This is intro number two. We had to do a second take. You know, I think we're a little rusty.
A little bit.
Forgot how to.
You wanted to. You just wanted to say fuck it. You didn't even want to do another take. You're like, we don't need intro music.
We had half of the intro song. That's true.
Downhill from there.
We'd be doing our Uncle Wade a disservice if we didn't play the intro that he made for us. Shout out to
Kevin.
And
he listens to this podcast. The only reason he listens to the podcast is to hear his music.
That probably makes sense, honestly. That sounds like it would check out. Elephant in the room, Isaac. Our last episode that we uploaded did not upload to Spotify. So
why is
some
that?
People may be thinking that we haven't dropped an episode for a whole month. The last one that shows up is Petco, my Petco review from May 26th.
Oh, shit.
But in fact, on June 3rd, so obviously we still had a break. We took a mid-season break, okay? It was nice, actually, to just kind of get away from it for a while. But we are back, and welcome back. Also, if you're new to the show and haven't done this yet, please like, subscribe, leave a kind review if you enjoy this episode, which I think you will, because we're going to be talking about some fun baseball stuff. But yeah, so basically, Isaac, it's because I this is my theory. It's a conspiracy theory, but if you put your tinfoil hat on, sit with me through this. We started the June 3rd episode, which was called American League Beast, where we just basically talked about the American League East exclusively for, let's see, how long was this episode? 1 hour and 6 minutes. We just talked about the American League East. At the very beginning of that episode, there's an absolute gem of material where you, sir, are singing along with a Lana Del Rey song.
As you were secretly recording me.
As I was secretly recording you, you didn't know it was happening. I couldn't cut that from the episode. It was so beautiful. such an amazing moment for the show. Had to include it in there. But Spotify, I think, recognized that was not our content. Especially with your voice. It was like a one for one. You could not tell apart your voice and
Lana Del
Rey's.
I was going to say, my live performance is probably as good as hers. If you've ever seen her SNL.
And so I'm pretty sure that that's why it did not make the cut, because it picked up on that song and was like, this is stolen content. So here we are, episode-less for the month of June.
On Spotify.
Yeah, but let's be honest, Isaac. Those are the dog days of summer. If we were going to take a break from the podcast, I think we took a good
of summer is actually August, but it's okay.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's like
dog
days
of spring.
It was the dog days of spring. Okay. Anyways, we are officially back, and it's good to be back with you, Isaac. I'm not going to ask you how your life's going.
No. Why not?
Because I know that the answer might not be absolutely fantastic at this point.
Why?
In
it's
time.
Fucking great. Why would it not be great?
I don't know. Thought life might have you down.
Why?
It doesn't matter.
No, is it because I've gotten my ears, my nose, and more tattoos?
Yeah, Isaac is much more mutilated than the last time the viewer saw his face.
Do I look mutilated? On a tiny little nose piercing.
On your like 380p camera that you're using, though, you really can't tell.
You can't.
Can't see anything.
Yeah, you
can't. I can't even tell.
It's a tiny little piercing, dude. I got
dude,
my
your camera is so trash that I really can't tell.
You can't even tell I got my ears pierced either.
No.
Can you see the little tiny tattoos?
I don't know if that's a reflection on the
you can't see
the tattoo.
Oh, you
is
can
visible.
See the tattoos.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
Ow.
Does it hurt your ears to have the headphones over there?
Well,
right
I'm
now?
Pretty sure the headphones are probably infecting them, and I'm sure my nose is already infected because the nose gets infected easy. And I got dirt in my face yesterday, so.
Someone told me that your nose, if you get an infection in your nose, it goes straight to your brain and
it's
can
fine.
Kill you. So you might want to make sure you get that under control quickly.
I think that will just lead me to not clean it.
I knew it wasn't going well.
I'm having a great time.
That's good.
Thank you.
Great. Here for a good time, not a long time, right? Is that that's the old saying?
Yeah.
Well, Isaac, we are back from our midseason break, and it is time to talk some baseball. Like I said, make sure you like and subscribe and leave a kind review if you enjoy this episode. This episode, we are going to be talking about the All-Star break because it is coming up. On Monday, we've got the Home Run Derby, and on Tuesday, we have the All-Star game. After that, there's at least one day, maybe 2 days for some teams. I think it's 2 days for every team, but I'm actually not 100% sure. But little break. Some people will be taking vacations. Others will be having the most stressful and pressful time of their season because everybody knows that the All-Star break is like the most over-the-top, press everywhere, just being players being bombarded with interview requests and everything. The media from basically every team is there, which we'll get into. But yeah, so it is actually, do you even know where it is, Isaac?
It's in Seattle.
Okay. Did you know that from my notes or did you know that already?
I'm sure I knew about it at some point. I am a little checked out.
I know.
I did read it. Yes. I did just read it in your notes. So.
It's at T-Mobile Park. Thoughts on T-Mobile Park in Seattle, Isaac? We have been there. It's one of the many we've
yeah, we went out. There back when it was Safeco Field. And all I remember was the massive announcement that they had about safety before the game started. And yeah, the park itself was great. I felt very secure in the park. thank you, Safeco. I think we're more likely to cancer now with those 5G waves in T-Mobile Park. So it's a little less safe. But it's a great park. I'm a big fan of it. They're one of the parks that had the retractable roof done correctly. Unlike Rogers Center, I know it was ahead of its time at the time, but it really became obsolete when T-Mobile put theirs in. So
I'm a fan. I agree with you. I think that at the time, Safeco, basically the Mariners ballpark, is one of my kind of sneaky favorites. It's probably, I think it might sneak its way into my top 10, maybe. But the thing I liked about it most is, like Isaac said, the retractable roof is a blessing and a curse in some cases because at the Rogers Center, when the roof is closed, the vibe is strictly not as good as when the roof is open. It's just a fact. It gets a little stuffy in there. There's the chatter and street noise and stuff is just like it can be real quiet and kind of boring at times. Then that just doesn't happen at Safeco, I found, because it's basically like an open air stadium. Basically the roof covers you from rain, but you still get the outside air. So you still have to dress for the conditions, dress for the temperature, and you feel like you're outside even with the roof closed, which I really appreciated about that park. So the game will take place. The Home Run Derby will take place regardless of if there's rain in Seattle on Monday and Tuesday because they have a roof. So that's, yeah.
It's always rainy and it's always sunny in Seattle.
No, it's always sunny in Philadelphia.
I don't think it is there either.
Have you ever watched that show yet?
Yeah.
You haven't, or you have?
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
You'll never know to which one.
Yeah, I really won't. And no one will. All right, Isaac, should we go over the starters?
Yeah, I would assume so. That's probably an important aspect of the All-Star game.
I'd say that might be one of the bigger draws of this episode for people. So I think it's probably a good idea that we
hold on. A Home Run Derby or All-Star game for you in this? Because I know in like most sports, it's always like the skills competition over the game because the games are always shit. But baseball's done a little differently in the fact that, like, okay, it's meaningless, but at the same time, it's actually, like, still baseball.
Mm-hmm.
There's only so much you can do.
I believe, for me, it's the home run derby, but I do believe that the game is the best, like, it's the best all-star game. And the main reason to me is just because it's a non-contact sport. And, yeah, I mean, basketball technically isn't either, but it's a very physical sport. And basketball, hockey, football, all of their all-star games are pretty much unwatchable to me. And it's for the simple fact that everyone is giving it about 20% maybe. And there's no physicality, which is a big part of the game. So it just takes away from it. So for baseball, I mean, obviously guys aren't going to be, you know, trying to beat out an infield single or anything because they don't want to pull any muscles. But other than that, like, you still get baseball, and you don't really lose much because people aren't giving maybe 100% effort. And I also think that the stars of the game in the MLB right now, it's just incredible the talent that we have.
Yeah. I think in the sport with the all-star game in baseball, in contrast to other sports, though, is like in basketball, for example, they all want to play offensively. They all want to make highlight reel plays, and defensively, they don't really care. And so they just allow them to do this Harlem Globetrotter shit. And then hockey is like, I don't know what they do in the hockey one, I'm not going to lie. But baseball is like, it also feels like such an individualized sport. The batters are trying to hit home runs, but the pitchers also don't want to have a bad showing, so they're actually trying to go out there and rack up K's for the three guys they get to see. So I really do think there is still that competitiveness in there. But, yeah. What are you doing?
I agree. I'm just making a note.
Oh.
I'm trying to keep track of our timestamps throughout this episode, because I've
so
been
we're
doing
just,
a really
we're
bad
just gonna
job
have some
that.
Gaps here just chilling.
No, we
while
won't.
You write, because apparently you can't multitask.
No, it's just that I'm not the fastest typer in the world.
Are you like your Peter Griffin when he was walking and chewing gum?
Yeah, that's a good one. Thanks, man. Appreciate that. Disrespectful.
What? That wasn't disrespectful. I was just stating a
you
fact.
You just called me Peter Griffin walking who can't walk and chew gum.
But
and is
it's pretty much the equivalent of what you just did. You're like, I got to type. I can't speak to you.
That was kind of true, I guess. Like, you know, maybe it hurt me because it hit home a little too much.
Oh, I didn't mean it.
Isaac, let's get into the All-Star starters, because I am sick of the bullying. And if we shift the attention elsewhere, maybe I won't have
then
to deal with it.
Then stop fucking bullying me.
It's the other way around.
So you're right. The one who exposed me for Lana Del Rey, and you got punished for that,
you.
To be fair. It's not on Spotify.
You should be thanking me that I almost helped your career flourish. You could have had a real career.
Yeah,
as
I didn't start getting these piercings
or
tattoos until that released.
Okay. Isaac, have you seen the All-Star starters yet?
I voted at one point.
Yeah, me too.
I did see the starters once.
First impressions
is a fucking fan vote, so it's never correct.
Yeah.
So I never take too much into it. You get actual all-stars, and then you get just teams that have good fan support.
Yeah, so for those of you that haven't seen it yet, it's basically the Rangers versus the Braves for the AL, NL teams.
To be fair, the Braves, everybody that. On there is having incredible seasons. So
yeah, there's, and this is pulling this from Baseball is Dead. Joey on that podcast, the guy that has Baseball Doesn't Exist, is a huge Braves fan, and he mentioned in the last episode that I listened to from them that the Braves only have one player on their bench, like one hitter on their bench, that's below league average for hitting, and I think it was like their backup catcher or something like that. And everyone else, every single person on the Braves, offensive slash, like all of the hitters on the Braves current team have an OPS plus of above 100. They're all above league average hitters, which is kind of crazy to think about, because even the best teams generally have a couple guys that are just kind of bench piece fillers, but everybody's doing it. They also have like seven guys on pace to hit 30 home runs. It's crazy. Crazy what they're doing. They are, again, the best team in the league, and I don't think there's really any debating that right now. But yeah, let's get into this all-star team that features a lot of those Braves. And, you know, the Rangers also, I guess. Shout out to the Rangers fans, I guess, for supporting their people.
I don't even know if the fans voted. I think it might have been Manfred that just manipulated the voting.
Yeah, trying to make up for the, what was it, half a billion dollar infield that they purchased and trying to make it seem like it was a worthwhile investment, mm-hmm. which, I mean, at this point, they're first in the American League West. Can you really argue that the investment has paid off to this point?
I mean, you could say the West
I don't
sucks,
think you can. The fact that they're in front of Houston is a pretty big surprise to everybody.
Yeah, and, actually, I don't know why I said the West sucks. They have the one of the best dynasties of all time, and then Seattle should be good.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think they're pretty good.
And the Angels are stupid.
They also, you know, the Rangers also, have invested Oakland. That's true. That's their black sheep of the division.
That's the black sheep of all of baseball.
Of baseball. It's very true. But they have an all-star, Isaac, because they have to.
Yeah.
But let's start this out. We're going to just go through. So the catchers, we'll start with the starting lineups, and then we'll just go through the rosters. So starting at catcher, in the NL, we have Sean Murphy of the Atlanta Braves. Well-deserving, I'd say. Jonah Heim is the Rangers catcher, and he will be starting for the American League team. You know, he's actually had a pretty good offensive start to the season, hitting like 280, 11 homers, 800 OPS. The runner-up was Adley Rutschman, and I mean, he has pretty similar numbers, so I don't think it's crazy that Heim is starting.
Yeah, but Adley's way more exciting, so.
Yeah. Adley will be participating elsewhere, as we'll get into. At first base, we got Freddie Freeman of the Dodgers. And for the American League, Yandy Diaz, who beat out Vlad Jr. I would say that he is deserving mm-hmm. of that. He has like a on-base percentage over 400. He's brought the power into his game, which was never really a part of his game.
Which should have been. The guy's like 12 homers. Barry Bonds.
Yeah. Yeah, he's absolutely jacked. He's been one of those guys that's like high exit velo. Like
just a very
hard
low
hit right through the roof.
Angle.
Exactly. Hits a lot of liners and ground balls, but he's made a bit of a shift, and things are paying off for him big time, and I think he is also deserving. So far for me, no complaints about the starters to this point. Second base, you got the damn near 400 hitter, Luis Arraez, who's obviously chasing that 400 mark. It's been a huge story in baseball throughout the course of the season and continues to be one. I'm happy that he made it there. The runner-up was Ozzie Albies of the Atlanta Braves, so it would have been pretty frustrating if, you know, Arraez didn't actually get the start. It would have been brutal, but you could actually potentially see it happening with the Marlins fan base versus like the Braves fan base. But at least it worked itself out there, because Arraez definitely deserves to be there. And then you got Marcus Semien of the Texas Rangers starting at second base, and honestly having a great season as well. Again, no complaints. The runner-up was Whit Merrifield of the Toronto Blue Jays, and I would say Marcus Semien is much more deserving. Third base, we've got Nolan Arenado for the National League, obviously the Platinum Glover, future Hall of Famer, and having another good season. And I actually don't know what his overall numbers are, but he's been doing quite well of late, and I guess worked his way in there. Let's see what he's up to. But then We got a Texas Ranger at third base, the rookie, Josh Jung. I think it's Young, right?
Jung.
It is Jung?
Jung. No. I don't know.
Oh, you don't know? That was your guess?
No, I'm pretty sure it's Jung.
But anyways, I mean, he's leading rookies in home runs, RBIs, and runs scored this year. Matt Chapman was the runner-up, who had an amazing start to the season and then basically fell off a cliff. So, again, don't disagree. Let's see what Nolan's doing. Nolan is 280 average, 16 homers on the season, 57 RBIs. What's his OPS looking like? 823. Okay, I'm fine with it. But Isaac, at third base, Josh Jung, would you say this was the first probably mistake? Because even though Matt Chapman was the runner-up, I have a feeling you have someone that you think should be there instead.
Well, Jose Ramirez got off to a really slow start when things opened up. And he, like, when the All-Star voting began, he wasn't actually doing too well. And then he heated up throughout the voting period, and now he's super hot. And that's always been a thing with J-Ram. He's always kind of a little streaky, and he was on a little slow streak for himself, at least, at that point. So I'm not actually shocked by it. Obviously, he's probably the most deserving player, but at the same time, it's like too little too late.
Okay. So you're not, it's not an egregious mistake on your... Okay, well, he's got a 287, 361, 502 slash line.
Yeah.
140 OPS plus. He's got 9 stolen bases, 13 homers, 52 RBIs. I mean, he is the Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah. 13 home runs for... like, I want to see him hit 30. He's not even pacing that.
Yeah. So. All right, that's fair, I guess. So,
and also, he batted like 400 in June or something.
We've got at shortstop, I think, the first mistake potentially, but I mean, I'll let you be the judge of that. But in the American League, we've got Corey Seager, Isaac. That means that Bo Bichette and Wander Franco, neither of them are starters in the All-Star game.
And Bo Bichette should easily be a starter. He's a... like, in reality, other than, like, Gausman, should be the only one there. I mean, Chapman also could have been the way he started. But Bo Bichette has held this team up for the most part offensively.
Mm-hmm.
And their offense sucks. But Bo Bichette is definitely more worthy than Corey Seager.
Bo Bichette is leading the American League in hits, as he has for the past two seasons.
He also leads the league in foul balls for his like career. In the seasons that he's played, every season he leads in foul balls. This man is just an elite contact hitter.
That's a cool stat. I didn't know that. Bichette has 15 homers, 51 RBIs, 3 stolen bases. He's batting .315. Has a 135 OPS plus.
And why is he running like a little bitch?
Has been playing great defense. Yeah, it is kind of strange, right? Wander Franco, on the other hand, I would say, is potentially having an even better season than Bo.
Yeah.
Definitely having a better season than Bo on the base paths. He's got 27 stolen bags already in the American League, obviously where he plays. He does only have 10 homers, 43 RBIs, and an .810 OPS. So I guess
we're still waiting for this man to develop. Like
he's power pretty hasn't solid come right yet. Now.
No, it's a power that we're waiting on for him because he has that potential.
Yeah, I guess. Well, all right, no. Finally, let's just go ahead.
Like,
say your piece.
I'm not obviously he's developing into a really good player, but this is a top prospect, like a top elite prospect, a generational player. There's more to him than this, is what I'm saying. Is he is still developing. Like, Bo Bichette's great. I think he's at his ceiling. I don't think he gets way better. I think
Wander
Franco
has more
can have a
like
Hall of
that,
Fame
potentially.
Career. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think Bo has more years like this in him.
Yeah, but I don't think it gets
I don't
better.
Know if it can go beyond. Yeah, I agree with that.
Maybe you could add a few stolen bases next year.
Yeah, he's got 3 stolen bases and 3 caught stealings. So,
oh shit,
interesting. Yeah, Corey Seager is having a crazy start to the year, but he has also only played 55 games. He's missed like a third of the season basically with injuries. So I feel like it's hard to give it to him when Bo has and Wander have both been doing what they've been doing, but. I mean, he should be in the All-Star game just looking at these numbers. He's batting .355, which is leading the American League. .418 on base percentage. He's got a 1,023 OPS, 178 OPS plus. Like I said, only has 10 homers, but that's the result of only playing in 55 games.
I mean, if you pace it out, obviously he's better than the other two. But, yeah, no, it's like, Trevor Bauer won a Cy Young because this season was 60 games. And where is he now? Last time I checked, he was in the minor leagues in Japan. So,
yeah,
like, 55 games is the smallest sample.
But, I mean, he definitely, like I said, I think he deserves to be there. I just think that it's taken away from Bo a little bit that he wasn't the starter. But it is what it is. What are you going to do about it? Designated hitter. We have Shohei Ohtani, who made it through the first phase of All-Star balloting by leading the American League in votes.
Did he lead the American League or did he just lead? He would have led.
I think
the
he led
league.
Baseball.
Why would? Yeah,
I think
of course
he led baseball.
But he's the face
but
of baseball.
It, they do
fuck
it by
Stephen A. Smith.
The reason I said that though is because they do it by American League and by National League.
Yeah,
so he
but
led
it's
the
not
American
even
league
close.
Yeah. JD Martinez is starting for the National League. I'm happy to see Shohei. Obviously, we all knew he was going to be starting. He's leading the league in home runs. I don't think this year that he's going to pitch and hit. I think he's just going to hit. He's also, as far as we know at this point, not participating in the home run derby again this year. Honestly, I know people are probably disappointed by that, but man, the guy needs a break. Yeah. He's just out here grinding. I would rather see him participate as heavily and, in the All-Star game activities and just keep on
and doing all baseball fans were disappointed when he did compete in the home run derby to the point where everyone felt bad for him. Because you know he has an elite, he's just the greatest athlete in the world, and this guy absolutely choked on that. Like I've never seen him look phased in a regular game.
He was rattled
there. He couldn't get the ball in the air, and then he kept hooking everything foul. It's like I've never seen that out of anybody in a home run derby.
Yeah. Where are we at? Oh, outfield.
This past year.
Let's go National League outfield. Oh, Acuña Jr. was the National League winner in voting, and that's why he made it through phase one. As a secured all-star place. Dude, he is having an insane season. He's currently on pace for 40 homers, I think, and like over 70 plus stolen bases. It's actually absolutely nuts what he's doing. So happy to see his resurgence. Guy that's obviously fun to watch. Didn't get a piece of that Braves World Series. I mean, he obviously got a ring and everything, but he wasn't really a part of that team, so it's it'll be awesome to see. Like, he wasn't playing.
It'll be awesome
I mean.
To see them win the
he
World Series.
He said it himself in an
interview. Are you saying right now
the
Braves are the World Series winner?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they're going to win it. It's all but guaranteed at this point.
I feel like who doesn't like the Braves, though? Like, who doesn't root for the players on their team? Like Acuña. Who doesn't like to see Acuña?
Mets fans?
Mets fans are... Sorry, Mets fans.
Maybe Phillies fans?
I feel bad. We shouldn't rag on Mets fans. They experience a horrible life.
I mean, they're self-deprecating enough to make fun of
themselves.
Well,
to be fair, they're proved correctly year in and year out.
Yeah.
Yankees fans, on the other hand. Did you see Aaron Hicks' tribute?
Oh, yeah, they were booing him during
They booed him? Like, oh, my God. I get it. Like, I get that he wasn't that good, but come on.
I saw that happen, and I was like, this is just further proof of why.
Like, what did he do?
People act like it's, like, Yankees fans act like it's such a privilege to put on the Yankees uniform, and I see stuff like this happen, and I'm like, this is the last place I would ever want to play.
Yeah.
And I hope that other people are like that, too. Like, you have to realize that, like, if you don't appreciate the people that you have on your team and you don't support the team, like, fuck your team, you know? Like,
yeah, it's frustrating. And they're not valued. No, like, it's the Yankees fans don't value their players. And the Yankees organization doesn't value their players and the players' wants and needs. Like, maybe, like, you can't even have a beard. Like, that's comfort. That's a security blanket.
Human rights.
The fuck? Yeah, literally a human rights violation. And you have to have, what's the length of your hair? You basically have to be, like, full out military.
Military buzz cut, yeah.
Yeah, like, what are the standards we're going by? Like, have your own fucking morals as individuals.
I hate it.
Let that beard grow. Aaron Judge.
But they
show
their true colors. And I think year after year, they're attracting less and less free agents because people don't want to play under, as they call it, the bright lights, the pressure of New York.
Are they attracting free agents? They did re-sign Aaron Judge.
They re-signed Aaron Judge, and who else did they get in the offseason?
Who fuck
Carlos
cares?
Rodon, who it's, hasn't even showed up.
It's Aaron
he
Judge.
He hasn't even played yet. Like, there's only a few. I don't know. I thought they could have made a bigger splash, and they didn't, so. A lot of the people they have on their team right now were acquired through trade, and
true. They have
a lot of
players,
hostages.
Aaron Judge, and they also have a lot of domestic abusers.
That's very true.
Yeah, so the classiest organization has the highest rate of domestic violence on their team, but it's fine.
It's a little bit of a facade, you could say.
Yeah.
Back to the National League outfield, Mookie Betts.
Okay.
Long time stan.
We love Mookie. Always. I don't know what he's doing. I don't care what he's doing. It's good to see
he's
him.
He's having though. His
this
best
is why
power
I'm okay
year.
With the fan vote. When we let in Mookie Betts.
Yeah. You're showing up some of the stars. No, but dude, he deserves to be there for sure. He's got, let's see. Currently 268 average, 923 OPS, 144 OPS plus. He's got 23 homers. He's got 20 doubles.
You know what I'd like to see out of the fan vote in the future?
What would you like to see?
Us come together as fans and vote in the worst player in baseball. Whoever
like
has the lowest OPS plus. Like, wait. Yeah, I just want to see the lowest possible numbers from somebody and get voted in first ballot. Let's go.
I think, though, don't they have... I'm pretty sure in...
You pick from a list.
I'm trying to remember. Yeah, there was
big.
A list.
Yeah,
but
no,
it
but
was. It was like,
no,
it
you
was
can
like
pick
the
starter of each team.
Of any
it?
Team.
Of any yeah. team.
That's what
just
it was.
Pick, let's just straight up pick only guys on Oakland A's. What happens if that happens, though? Because everyone has to have representation. So if we vote all Oakland A's guys, do they have to go in and select 14 pitchers from all other teams? So yeah. It'll be all the entire starting lineup is just Oakland A's. And then the bench players and pitchers are from actual teams.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see
That'd
in the next
great.
All-star game.
Just to prove a point.
Yeah.
I don't think that'll happen because I think people like voting for their guy. But I think it was in 2019, I want to say. They introduced this new format in the NHL where it was like a 3-on-3 tournament and right. It was fan voting for the starters of that. And basically what ended up happening is the league rallied around John Scott, who was this 6'8", just absolute goon, played like 3 minutes a game and was just a fighter. And he got the most votes and got into the All-Star game as a starter. So it has happened before, and
that's what I see.
It'd be pretty funny to see it happen in this. Who would be the guy that you would vote for in that situation right now? Like, if you had to vote in an all-star that didn't really deserve it, just to prove a point, who are we picking?
I want somebody like fun though. That's horrible. So I was gonna say Kevin Biggio on
the. Oh, Brett, I got the perfect guy.
I don't. He's not. He doesn't seem like a fun person. Sorry, but
I got the perfect one.
Yeah,
Brett Phillips.
Oh fuck yeah! He's a great time.
I don't even know if he's still playing. I knew he was on the Orioles.
But no, we couldn't vote for him because is he starting? Would he have been on the ballot? Shit.
Maybe not.
I don't know.
If he was, that's the guy right there to get the fan vote.
Yeah.
Baseball is fun with Brett Phillips. Let's see. Where is he right now? I genuinely don't know. It says that he's still on the Angels.
I didn't realize.
I thought he was on the Orioles. Oh, he might be. Oh, yeah. He went from Baltimore to the Angels. Okay. Dude, he's currently got a .77 batting average. His OPS.
That's our type of all-star. Let's go.
.327 OPS. A minus -3 OPS plus. Wow. That's real tough.
That's our guy.
Certainly a tough look. Dude, his career numbers are horrible.
He had a great highlight. Tragic. One of the best World Series highlights ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who cares?
And then Isaac, your guy, the final outfield starter. Hips don't lie.
The greatest of all time. Corbin Carroll.
Yep.
Let's go.
He has got 25 steals, pushing 20 homers. Guy's a fucking beast.
You know, he's definitely
met the hype in his rookie season.
Ellie De La Cruz might put a little bit of pressure on later going down the stretch for rookie of the year, but it's still his to lose. But I also, if Acuna wasn't doing what Acuna was doing, Corbin Carroll is also a contender for MVP.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
And that's wild. Rookie. I'm telling you, this is a
who's one rookie, lefty Mike Trout. Who's one rookie and MVP in the same season? Mike Trout, right?
Or did he or did finish he only number win two?
Rookie of the year?
He might have finished number two in MVP voting that year.
I also want to say Bryce Harper.
Didn't Trout... Oh, because Trout was still rookie eligible, I think. Go to Baseball Reference. Go to their pages.
I am. My computer's loading slowly, though.
I don't even want to touch my computer because I don't trust it.
Mike Trout won, yeah. He had Rookie of the Year and MVP 2.
Oh, I got it right.
Yeah, you've absolutely killed it, actually.
Rare.
Let's see what Bryce Harper did. I'm pretty sure that Bryce won MVP and Rookie of the Year in the same season.
No, he was MVP 30. Let's see if my baseball knowledge is right.
Are you serious?
He was MVP 30.
I thought you weren't using your computer.
I'm using my phone to do this. Yeah.
Not even close.
He didn't even have a great season. He was fine.
Yeah, he didn't win his first MVP until 2015.
In fact, his rookie season was his second worst season of his career.
Still great though. 118 OPS plus.
We'll take it. Yeah. He's never been. His lowest in his career is
this season.
111. No. He's 123 this year.
Oh, I see.
People are hating on him, Washington. But he's not actually having a bad season.
Well, he's just not hitting for any power. He's only got 3 home runs this year.
Yeah, but he's like... he's walking.
American League outfield.
He only has 23 RBIs. He's only played 53 games, to be fair.
Mm-hmm. Same amount as Corey Seager. And Corey Seager's doing a little more.
I'd still rather see Bryce Harper. No offense.
His comeback was crazy.
Yeah.
Mike Trout and Aaron Judge are both all-star starters. Neither of them will play. Mike Trout has a broken hamate bone.
Oh.
Aaron Judge has seemingly been injured forever.
Yeah, but he's coming back, but he apparently his toe will take years to heal. So
he's only gone on 49, like only played in 49 games, and he's an all-star starter. Thanks, Yankees fans.
To be fair, when voting opened up, he was still healthy, wasn't he? And he had 18 home runs.
I don't think so. I don't think he was at the time. But he had just gone on the IL.
Didn't it open up like mid-May?
Yeah, but hasn't he been on the IL since mid-May?
Well, that would have been right around the time that it opened up. Because 53 games, if you start March 28th, pretty sure it was opening
day.
He
still has 19 homers.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
49 games. Yeah, because he was on pace. He was on pace to like clear the 62 homer mark again
that he set. But Ohtani is the one that's going to break it.
Yeah, hopefully.
But we did get got our one season out of Judge, one healthy season. There's nothing more we can ever ask from him again. He did what he was supposed to do.
So I think Yordan Alvarez and Adolis Garcia will be the replacements for those guys. That's pretty solid still. Don't hate it. And then our guy, Isaac. It is the year of Randy. Randy Arozarena is a starting outfielder. If it wasn't for a couple of the crazy other performances that we're seeing, I mean, with Judge. And, I mean, Judge isn't going to win it now at this point. But, I mean, Shohei. If Shohei stays healthy, is getting an MVP. But I think
Randy might be injured today, he's been MVP. Fuck.
Randy might be two or three in MVP voting if that started today. So, love to see that. And, yeah, so that those are your all-star starters. I guess we should rip through the rosters real quick. I just have some notes on some of the guys that I think should be there or shouldn't be there. You know, snubs and undeservers. So let's just go through these rosters real quick. My computer is really being sketchy right now. Okay, elected starters, we've gone through that. So the reserves for the American League team are Salvador Perez, Adley Rutschman, Vlad Guerrero Jr., Whit Merrifield, Bo Bichette. Those are all your Blue Jays right there. Jose Ramirez got there deserving. Wander Franco got there deserving. Luis Robert maybe should have been a starter, some might argue. Having a fantastic season, breakout year for him, hitting tanks all over the place. I think he's at, what, like 28 home runs or something like that. Austin Hayes having a good year for Baltimore. Yordan Alvarez, Adolis Garcia, Kyle Tucker, Julio Rodriguez, who I saw drop a fly ball last night. And then Brent Rooker of the Oakland A's, Isaac, is an all-star. The pitchers for the American League
Hold on, before you say anything about pitchers. I'm just saying, Esteri Ruiz should be the guy on fucking Oakland. He's literally gonna have 80 steals to finish the season. He's over 40.
He's over 40 already.
Yes. Go look at him.
Is he gonna win American League Rookie of the Year? Will it be Josh Jung? Jung.
I'm gonna keep saying Jung.
We'll just say both every time. Oh, dude. No, he can't. Ruiz can't win it. He's got a negative 0.2 war this season.
Look at his stolen bases. How many stolen bases is he at right now?
I'm trying to pull it up. 43.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's going to have 80 stolen bases. How are you going to deny that?
8 caught stealing, which isn't that... That leads the American League, but it's really not that bad.
He's wild. I said this. I told you to draft this motherfucker. I'm telling you, he's going to just steal bases. Not if he gets on base, if he finds a way on base, he is going to steal every single bag.
His on base percentage right now is 310.
310 on OBP, and he has 43 stolen bases.
Yeah.
In how many games?
Basically, every time he gets on base, he steals.
In how many games?
Pretty cool. 85
games. I want to know how many times he's gotten on. How many hits does he have?
He has 86 hits.
Yeah, so he has a stolen base for every other hit. Pretty much. Oh, literally for every other hit. Okay. That's the boy.
Well, I mean, are you counting walks? Because he also has 14 walks.
No, he only has 14 walks?
Yeah.
That's why his OBP is 310.
Mm-hmm. He's batting 257.
Yeah, but Oh, that's a 50 yeah. point differential. That's fair.
So that's Esteban Ruiz for you. I think he'd be a more fun all-star.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Let's go.
I also think Field. They have someone else on there. Ah, never mind. Who the fuck cares?
There's only one player that's interesting on that team, and that's him. So.
Yeah. Brent Rooker has like 15 or 16 home runs, I think. So I they're just care. Like, eh.
Boring.
It'll so. Work. Okay. Well, can I talk about pitchers now, Isaac? Or am
yeah,
I
just wanted to give some flowers to Sturry.
14 home runs, 240 batting average for Brent Rooker. That is the
that's the mark.
803 OPS. Hmm. I mean, he's not having a bad season, but
he's
not really
just
an all-star.
Above mid.
Yeah. Okay. Shohei Ohtani is actually listed as a pitcher here. I don't know if he'll actually pitch or if he's just like on there as a pitcher. I mean, we already talked about that. Gerrit Cole, Luis Castillo, who is my Cy Young pick at the beginning of the year, and is doing pretty well, but might need to have a really good second half to make that happen. Sonny Gray, Nate Eovaldi, who's having a fantastic season. Kevin Gausman, who's been amazing and is Greg's Cy Young pick. Shane McClanahan, Framber Valdez.
Hey.
Oh, my God. The worst one. I'm going to save it for last. Then you got George Kirby. In the bullpen, you got Kenley Jansen, Emmanuel Clase, Felix Bautista, and Yennier Cano. Yennier Cano? I think I mispronounced his name. I apologize.
That's fine.
Michael Lorenzen is an all-star, Isaac, for the Detroit Tigers. Do you know what Michael Lorenzen's ERA is?
It's over
four. Over under 4.16.
Is it 4.10?
I'm pretty sure the last time I checked it was 4.28. He is an all-star because of this stupid fucking rule.
Yeah, we're done with that rule. Like, who? No yeah, one, no fan of Detroit is tuning in to see him.
I know. He's got a 4.28 ERA, and where the hell's his WHIP? Why can't I find his WHIP?
No, it's gonna be 1.17.
Like
oh,
it's not that bad.
There we go. Yeah, good job. Decent. I bet his good FIP job, is lower than his ERA. He's probably out pitching what he actually is then.
His K per nine is probably trash too.
Yeah.
6.8.
Oh,
dude, I've been a Michael Lorenzen kind of fan because he wears Vans, and I thought that was kind of fun. He's just like a skater dude out
Lorenzen
there.
Lorenzen
Van. And he also, for those of you who don't remember, when he was in Cincinnati, hit absolute tanks. He could have been a two-way player, you know.
Well, he was it.
Sure.
Was it just he was a two-way? He's just a shitty two-way player.
That's disrespectful.
No, it's not disrespectful though. To be fair,
I like Michael Lorenzen. Michael Lorenzen has talked to us before.
I'm good with Michael Lorenzen. I like Michael Lorenzen. But the thing is, like, a shitty two-way player doesn't mean that he's a shitty player. It just means, like, he is not way above this earth the way... Like, there's a reason there's only ever been one person in all of baseball history to actually be a two-way player. Michael Lorenzen is better than Babe Ruth. I don't give a fuck. Still, like, to this right at this moment, he's a better two-way player than Babe Ruth ever was. So,
there you go, Michael. You're still a friend of the podcast. Yes, but he is the guy. And honestly, he's kind of in a shitty situation when you think about it. The fact that he gets selected to go to this is... It's not really on him. You know, he's just out there having it. And they're like, here, you're an all-star. And, you know, now he's got to take some bullets because people did not realize. They're like, oh, what is he doing? And they go look at his numbers. And now he's the guy behind the good number five
pitcher.
They need to get rid of this.
He's a good number five. And he's in an all-star game.
Yeah.
Like.
It's a real tough look. I mean, I don't know. I did have on here in our notes.
As a
is it
player,
time to abolish every team needs an all-star rule?
As and a player, would you
want
to
settling
be,
that now?
Like you said, they set the bar so low. The MLB. Do you want to be at an all-star game as a player with an ERA above 4.2?
Yeah.
Like it doesn't.
It's a bad look.
You just Don't you feel a little out of your element when these guys are literally competing for MVPs and Cy Youngs and World Series, and you're just there because charity?
Yeah. You know, the thing that's weird to me, too, is why he's not the best pitcher on his team. Eduardo Rodriguez is actually having a pretty decent season.
I am curious if Eduardo Rodriguez was like, I guess they would have announced him as an all-star, and he would have before he declined. I wonder if he didn't do it, because he's had spent time on the IL. He's had health issues. He's had injury issues. Like,
yeah,
throughout the years, I don't know.
He's started 12 games so far this year. He's got a 2.64 ERA, a 1.05 WHIP.
That's why he had to say
his K per nine is almost at nine. Right, it is.
Because he's actually good.
9.3. Like, yeah.
Before he made his first start, I plopped him on my roster before I stopped paying attention to it. And, like, I was writing him out. Like, he was a great pitcher. He had high potential, lots of potential, and then COVID happened. Fucked up his heart.
Yeah, but, dude, like, he should be there. Because the thing is, he could still get selected and just show up but not participate in the game, and he would still be the representation for the Tigers. I don't think they need someone that's readily available to play in the game.
It's too clear for there not to be an actual reason for him not being there over Michael Lorenzen.
No, but like, why isn't he just selected? He can still turn. He can still decide not to participate.
That's why I'm like, I don't know. Hold on. Okay, so do we know the ins and outs of like, representation if you don't get voted in by the players, by the fans, all that, and the league? Does a team pick who gets sent there, or is MLB like drafting? They're like, here, no, this is the guy.
Yeah, so there's like a group of people who actually select the pitchers for the game.
They pick the pitchers, they pick everybody, but at the end of the day, they're like, okay, we need representation from every single team, and so they pick their all-star pitchers, and they're like, shit, we don't have a Detroit player yet, so do we ask Detroit to send somebody, and that's who the all-star is. My point isn't, because it's based off of it's based off of production and how well they've done. Until it comes time where they have to pick a player from the worst teams of baseball that don't have anybody that should be there. Then do you, because it would be clear for them to look at this and be like, okay, Eduardo Rodriguez is going to the All-Star game. But no, it's Michael Lorenzen. That's why I'm saying, do the teams who don't have anybody to represent, to actually All-Star, who are All-Star worthy, do they pick the guy? Because there's no justifiable reason why Michael Lorenzen is there over Rodriguez. There's probably someone else that's literally equal to Lorenzen this year on that roster. Yeah. How did Lorenzen get selected? And feel bad because we've been on it for
also,
a while.
Do they ask around the team and they're like, hey, will you participate? Because maybe they wanted to find someone that would actually agree to participate.
That's what I'm saying. This is like, I mean, I'm sure, like, he seems like a great guy. Maybe that's why they sent him out. It's like, perfect representation. This is who we want.
This is the Detroit Tigers in a nutshell. Bunch of great guys that are okay at baseball. Some less okay than others.
They're great at baseball, just not MLB standards.
Yes. Not great at MLB baseball. Okay, let's move on. I knew that was going to be a conversation topic. Because it's so obvious, it's like a glaring. It's tough. Okay, National League starter. We already went over the starters. The reserves for the National League are Will Smith, and then you got worst, easily most hateable player in the league, Will Smith, but deserving All Star. Elias Diaz. Of the Colorado Rockies, that's their guy. They sent their catcher. He's got an OPS of like 700 and something. So
he's average,
respectable.
Hold on, timeout. That is MLB average. Colorado, you play in the Rockies. That's not okay. That's below average.
Yeah, I thought that they could have found someone else, too.
I think you adjust it to 650. Like, if Dante Bichette played anywhere else, he would have a 500 OPS, because fuck him. But...
Wow.
No, seriously. You learn a lot
about
the Blue Jays organization when you realize they hired Dante Bichette, and then you look at who Dante Bichette is, and you're like, oh, wow. Might as well hire Aroldis Chapman as your manager.
Oh, no.
Yeah. This is not crazy, like... Oh, media stirrings. This is Dante Jr. He aired some stuff out.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Good stuff.
Elias Diaz Isaac has a OPS plus of 99. So he's below league average.
There needs to be a ballpark factor in OPS plus.
Yeah, there isn't.
That's what I'm saying. There needs to be one because you adjust that. He has an 80 OPS plus.
Yeah, and the Rockies have a couple guys. I don't know why I can't think of it right now, but I swear they have a few guys on their team that are, like, having a half-decent season. Like, oh, Randall Grichuk is having a good season. Why couldn't you send him?
I'd rather have Diaz.
Would you?
Yeah.
Is it Grichuk's just because it hurts guy. To see him go?
Grichuk's a nice guy. He's just a boring player.
Grichuk ain't doing shit, I lied.
Yeah, why would he... Charlie Blackman. Send him.
Yeah, or like Chris Bryant, you know, just for the star factor.
Man's been
injured. He's a guy. I don't know. I guess what it is. You know, catcher is obviously not the deepest position.
Yeah.
Even in the National League, so
I wonder if that's also a factor when it comes to that. Like, oh, well, we could use another catcher.
Well, yeah, both teams have three catchers, so...
I guess they kind of needed
a catcher, and they were like, well, he's not horrible.
But that means he's probably going to play.
Yeah, he might.
They're not going to send two catchers out to each catch.
Especially guys that are both on, like, the Dodgers starting catcher and the Braves starting catcher.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to put them in harm's way.
I want Randy to come to the plate when Will Smith is catching. Interesting.
Do a little extra long backswing.
Yeah.
We'll follow through.
Oh, unfortunately, we need Marcelo Ozuna in the All-Star game then for that to happen.
Yeah. We got Matt Olson, Ozzy Albies, Austin Riley, getting all your Braves in there. Dansby Swanson, Pete Alonso, Lourdes Gurriel Jr., Isaac. Ugh, read it and weep. That Dalton Varsho trade has aged as poorly as I predicted it would. Nick Castellanos, Juan Soto, Jorge Soler.
Nick Castellanos is a weird choice.
He's having a good season, though. I looked him up.
Yeah, but still.
Soto having a sneaky good season, too.
Soto just has sneaky good seasons, it seems like.
He's actually hitting home runs, remember?
Yeah, he had 10 home runs. His issue was that, but he was still getting on base at like a 400 clip.
He's got 15 homers this year.
Yeah.
On pace for 30. There you go.
He's having a good year. Honestly, like, as talented and interesting as he is at the plate, he might be one of the most boring superstars when it comes to sheer numbers.
Yeah, he just like accumulates slowly.
Yeah.
Pitchers, we've got Zach Gallen, Spencer Strider, who's going to win the National League Cy Young, right?
There you go.
Make me rich and a wise man. Bryce Elder, Justin Steele, who is slept on. I love him. Mitch Keller, Josiah Gray, Isaac. With his 140 whip.
Did Marcus Stroman get snubbed?
Clayton Kershaw, Marcus Stroman.
There we go, okay.
He did not get snubbed. He deserved to be there, and he is there. Relievers, you've got Alexis Diaz, who's having a nice season in Cincinnati. Josh Hader, Devin Williams, Camilo Duvall, and David Bednar. So, in this list of snubs, I have Eduardo Rodriguez instead of Lorenzen, ? Ketel Marte, Tatis Jr., Lane Thomas, to me, is the biggest oversight in this whole thing, and let me tell you why. Josiah Gray is the representative of the Washington Nationals. I just want to give you Lane Thomas's numbers because people don't even know who he is. And I do. And he's a good baseball player. He was good last year. He's having a very good season again this year. And nobody seems to know anything about him. So I just want to give him a little shout out.
Trash team that just loses great players.
Slash line is 304, 351, 509. That's an 860 OPS. He's got a 137 OPS plus.
Oh, what the fuck?
14 home runs, 45 RBIs, 7 stolen bases in 9 attempts. He deserves to be an all-star.
He could be a starter.
Regardless. Yep.
He could
deserves to be an all-star regardless. And instead, he was chosen. They chose Josiah Gray over Lane Thomas.
Once again, I'm telling you, there has to be more to it. It can't be voted. That's one of those things.
What? Lane Thomas was drafted by the Toronto Blue Jays in the 2014 draft.
It's fine.
You look great on the team right now.
Yeah. That's fine, man.
Did you know that about Lane Thomas?
I didn't know that. I didn't.
So that was information we're sharing?
Yeah. That's fine.
I'm gonna make a note here. PSA about Lane Thomas.
Yeah.
This is a social media clip. This needs to go viral. Help us make this viral. Follow us at Diamond Gems Podcast and repost this to your story.
You're clipping this? As we speak?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out Lane Thomas. That's it for the all-star rosters. But snubs, where was I? I was just on my Lane Thomas bit.
We
got Joe Ryan, Joanne Duran, Clay Holmes, Brandon Nimmo, Luke Rayleigh, Lamonte Wade Jr., who has a on-base percentage over 400, also wasn't invited to the all-star game.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a batting average over 400.
That's true. Overall, though, Isaac, what are your opinions? I feel like this wasn't that bad.
It's fine. They did okay. There was a couple. There's definitely been worse.
Like, last year was worse.
Yeah.
The year Robbie Ray won Cy Young, he wasn't an all-star.
I don't think Vladdy's having an all-star caliber season.
Yeah. I think Lane Thomas over Vlad.
Yeah, but are you going to switch leagues for him to play?
That's fair. Positions, teams, a lot of factors. What else did I have here? Oh, I want us to pick, Isaac, our All-Star Game MVP.
Well, I think there's two people. It's between the God and the GOAT.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's who?
Well, the God is obviously Randy. Like, legitimately, he is God. And then the GOAT is Corbin Carroll.
Nice.
Yeah. And
okay, can you take Corbin Carroll then?
I was going to take, because I figured you were taking Randy. I'll take Corbin Carroll. But to be fair, like, Randy seems like it's just a slam dunk of a choice. Like, the odds should be minus 1,000.
Yeah. Like, dude, it's the year of Randy.
We see
him. He's done everything this year. Yeah. This is his next step.
This guy broke Barry Bonds' home run record in the postseason out of nowhere in his rookie season. And then we saw him at the WBC this year. He lives for these moments, dude. He is a highlight reel. Like, he's LeBron James in the heat of the moment.
Yes, sir.
Except this year.
All right.
I mean, not LeBron James 2023 when Jamal Murray and the Joker fucked his life up. Let's go. The big sweep.
All right, not dude. Sweep, but, I need you to do me a solid while start rhyming off our home run derby participants. That is to find out if their final if the final participant for the Home Run Derby has been announced yet. Okay. So I'll start it out. Let's talk Home Run Derby here as I make note of where we start talking about that. Is that 105?
Okay. I think it is set because I'm pretty sure they actually had the
bracket. There has to be 8. When I checked, there was 7.
No, they had the bracket.
Okay. Well, I'll rhyme off the names, and then you can tell me who the
I can see
the one I'm missing is. Okay. From the Chicago White Sox, Slugger, Luis Robert Jr. Having a fantastic season. I'm going to pull up the home run leaderboard here and see where we're at. But I'm pretty sure Lou Bob has like 26 bombs this year. He hit one against the Jays the other night. It was an absolute tank. Posted it on our Diamond Gems account. Go check that out if you want to see a big home run. Yeah, Luis Robert Jr. has 25 home runs on the season. He is tied for third place with Pedro Alonso. And yeah, he deserves to be there. He's fun to watch. He's cool. I think he's a great pick to be a part of the home run derby. Next up, from the Baltimore Orioles, the phenom young catcher, Adley Rutschman, who has an absolutely gorgeous swing. I'm looking forward to seeing him repeating that swing over and over again in the home run derby. He's also a part of the fun young core in Baltimore that I believe deserves to be highlighted in the All-Star Weekend festivities. And I think the fact that he's not starting the All-Star game, the fact that he's now in the home run derby gives you that representation. And I think he's also a great pick. Even though he was on like the third page of the home run leaderboard, he has like 14 homers or something. He's basically like 30th or something in the league in home runs. So nothing exciting in terms of like where he's at right now, but we all know he's got big time power. And I think that's what you want. You want fun, exciting guys in this, not just the guys that are leading in home runs, because we've seen that in the past where, you know, a Trevor Story or someone gets added to the home run derby and it just kind of makes the event like not that exciting, if I'm being honest. Pete Alonso, the reigning champ, three times in a row he's won the event. He's an absolute threat every year. This is kind of his thing, is to just show up and just win home run derbies. I have a question for you, Isaac. Are you sick of seeing Pete Alonso, or are you happy he's back?
I'm happy for him. I'm not rooting for him this year. I'm a Pete Alonso fan. I am. Like, I'm just like, I am kind of, I'd like to see someone else do it. I'd like to see two new people in the finals this year.
He gets a lot of hate. People are actually pissed off that he's back. They want him to fuck off and give someone else a chance.
He made more money
to that criticism.
Home run derby than he did it in his 2 years. In the years that he won the home run derby, he made more money during the home run derby than he did that entire season. So, I support him. But I don't get the hate, but I also get I get giving no love at a certain point. It's like, all right, you just do this every year. Like, this is your thing. Can we just have someone else? Mix it up a bit. We know what you do. We know what you're capable of. We want to see something refreshing. It's not refreshing when Pete Alonso comes in and just he does the same. He's the most consistent guy in the home run derby, and he's one of the most consistent power hitters in baseball. But you know what to expect. I like to have some volatility in there. He's too consistent to actually be fun.
I think of it as a different way. I like that he keeps coming back because it's like, who's going to beat him? Show up, beat him. And that'll make it, like, how exciting would it be
if Pete Alonso actually gets dethroned? In the hot dog eating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm happy to see him back. And I think that it's stupid to say, dude, he keeps winning. Like, let someone else have a turn. When do you say that about the World Series? When do you tell a team, stop, let some other team win the World Series this year? Like, nobody does that.
I do feel like that about Houston. I legitimately do feel that. And I'm pretty sure in those 6 years when the Giants won three, I probably was the same way. And the Yankees,
but you want them
the Yankees
to be
are
defeated.
Annoying.
You don't
you want
them to just step
aside. You want the
aside.
Yankees to be under 500 because it's annoying that they're always competing. Mm-hmm. At a certain point, like, we like to cheer for the underdogs. And we want to stomp on the winners. And I think that applies here. Like, I think that applies. Like, we don't want to, people are, we're so miserable in our lives. We just want to see people knocked down. We don't want too much success from one person.
Yeah. Don't get too cocky. Keep them humble.
Humble them.
Isaac Adley, Adley Rutschman is 82nd in the league in home runs. He has 11 home runs.
Yeah, so I was not a fan of, like, a couple guys here with, like, oh, well, they're not actually, they didn't earn their place. But then I was just thinking about it as, like, okay, the dunk contest. The dude that won the dunk contest, he played, like, 7 minutes once in an NBA game, and then he won the dunk contest. It was wild. It was crazy.
Yeah, so, and it was sick.
Yeah, he put,
like,
on a show.
Get the people in there that you want to see.
Yeah, why not? People that are, like, that are going to make it fun, like, that's why I'm like, okay, well, we know Pete Alonso is Pete Alonso. We don't know what Adley Rutschman will do.
Fair.
Seems more intriguing to me.
Then you got the GOAT, Randy Arozarena. Who better to have in the home run derby than the coolest man on earth?
Yeah.
Love it. You know, he's going to have a fun time up there.
Yeah.
Then you got Mookie Betts, who's hitting for the most power of his career.
Yeah.
He's at 20 home runs, on pace for 40. That would be the most that he's ever hit. I like that. Another star of the game. A face of the sport, if you will. Dan Isaac, someone that you weren't too happy to see here, and I completely disagree with you.
I've slowly changed tunes.
The Blue Jays' own Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Why were you anti?
Okay, so this kind of goes to my point where I was thinking about the NBA, the dunk contest, where I was like, well, at first I was like, well, you should have to, like, earn your spot. It should be the top home run hitters in the league. He had, like, 2 home runs in May or whatever month that was, where he had basically had 2 home runs. One of them was off a position player. The other one, I forget, was also, like, it was off the A's, like, okay. Mm-hmm. He was not hitting for power at all. Like, he was dog shit. He did not deserve to be there. This is a guy, okay, he's been good. It's fine. But he's a guy you expect to be a Hall of Famer. Correct. And he wasn't that. Yeah. And he just wasn't clicking at the plate for power. And I was like, why is he here? But now I have two things where I'm, like, excited to see this. I think he needs to work on his launch angle. He hits the ball into the ground every fucking time. And I actually do think he could benefit somehow from the home run derby. Get some confidence up. And then the other thing is, okay, well, we've seen him here before, and he lost, even though he set, like, a record in the first round. He put on a crazy show last time he was here. So
2019.
So I am
excited
about
that before you jump off.
Yeah.
Before you jump off that, Isaac, 2019, he had 91 home runs in that derby alone, which was the most home runs in a single derby of all time. It is worth noting that that was the first year that the format had changed to basically allow you to, like, it was pretty much impossible to hit that many home runs in the old home run derby formats. So it's kind of a flawed stat, but still pretty insane to think about hitting 91 home runs in the span of, like, 2 hours, basically. Julio Rodriguez was next up, Isaac.
Okay.
He put on a show in 2022.
Yeah.
83 home runs in a single derby is second only to Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Another fun, young face of the game.
I do think I'm not a fan of the All-Star game, every team needs representation, but I like the idea of having a home guy play, hit in the home run derby. Because, you know, the crowd's going to be electric when J-Rod comes to the plate. I love to see that. So
yeah, I feel like we've seen that pretty much every year. In Colorado, who did they have?
Didn't Chris Bryant participate?
Maybe. No, I think that they had a Rocky. Like, there was a Rocky, I'm pretty sure.
It might have been Chris Bryant. No, was
it
he,
seems
he,
like every I don't know. Every year they try to have a hometown guy, and I kind of like it. The home run derby is not the All-Star game. Okay, so who am I missing then, Isaac? Because I had final participant TBD.
So you said Luis Robert, Adley Rutschman, Pete Alonso, Julio Rodriguez, Mookie Betts, Vladdy, and Rosarena.
Yep.
Okay, it's Adolis Garcia.
Okay.
That's fine.
That's interesting.
He's got power.
Who would you have liked to see in this final spot? Is there anyone that isn't a part of this home run derby you would have liked to see over Adolis Garcia?
I mean, the simple answer is Shohei again. Give him another round, mm-hmm. but for his sake. Trying to think who would be very exciting in a home run derby. Do you have anybody?
I do. I have three that I think you'll love, and then one that I think should have been there, but when I think about it more, maybe not. Okay. I'm going to start by least exciting to most exciting. Number one, I'm going to say Jorge Soler. Guy hits absolute tanks, huge power. I think he would be fantastic in it. Okay, tell me who it is, because maybe it's the same guy.
It might be Yordan Alvarez.
That was my guy I was going to say would be the number one.
I for sure would rather see him than most of these guys here. I'd rather see him over Rutschman. I'd rather see him over Alonso. I'd rather see him over even Mookie. Actually, no, not Mookie. Scratch that.
I'd rather see him over Mookie.
Robert and Pete Alonso, and especially Vladdy. Like, I would. Yordan Alvarez is a fucking beast.
Yeah. So, the other guy that I had was Rafael Devers. I thought he'd be really fun.
I think he would get too frustrated at the plate.
Yeah.
I would love to see him participate awesome, in a home run derby. He's got the craziest swing.
It would be a good year, I think, to see him, too, because he's hitting mostly for power this year. He's not doing a ton of other stuff. He's not in the All-Star game. It'd be a cool way to kind of include, you know, like a Red Sox player in that. Also, who was the Red Sox representative? Now that I think about it, I don't even know who that was. Who do they have?
Let me see. I'm trying to remember. I feel like it's going to be clear.
It should have been Yoshida, right? Kenley Jansen.
Oh, right. Oh, Verdugo said he's an all-star snub.
Yeah, right.
Let's see, actually. He says he's an all-star snub, and it's a popularity contest. It is a popularity contest, but you have no reason to not be popular. You have a platform, and you're in the WBC representing Mexico. And you were on one of the coolest WBC teams of all time. If you're not popular in the league, that might be a reflection on who you are or how you play, and you might be shit.
I would have liked to see Yoshida, I guess, as the representative, but I mean, I guess they needed a pitcher. Kenley's having a good season. Yoshida only has 9 home runs, but he's batting .310, has an .861 OPS, .131 OPS plus. I mean, I feel like he's got to be more deserving than Verdugo, right?
Verdugo's boring. He's actually having a decent season. He's batting .288. 357 OBP, slugging percentage is .453, which is kind of average. And then OPS is .809. He only has 6 home runs and 3 stolen
fucking
bases.
Mid.
You're not insanely an all-star mid. Worthy player. Like, you're simply
35
not.
35 RBIs.
The only way you get into an all-star game is a charity route where you have to be a representative for your team. You are not a snub. Oh, that is like Isaiah Kiner-Falefa going all over Twitter and saying he's the greatest of all time. Oh my God, Verdugo! You're not a friend of the podcast.
That's a bad take.
Horrible take.
Really bad.
It's a popularity contest, yes, but you're so unpopular because of that. Something you say so atrocious.
He hit .288, and then
he probably subscribes to Andrew Tate too. Like, what are you?
That's a weird connection to make.
It is, but is
Matt Olson is the last guy I thought would be fun to participate in the home run derby, but he did it in Colorado. I know.
It's just that it was a self-centered ego thing. Like, you're not a snub. Astori Ruiz is a bigger snub than you are.
Oh, well, yeah. With his,
he's going to have 80 stolen bases. Okay, like, we can really say, oh, stolen bases are stolen bases. But everyone says now that batting average is an irrelevant stat. And Ruiz is batting .400, and he's in the All-Star game. But if we're saying Okay, one extreme. He's in there because his batting average is so high. Why wouldn't Ruiz be there? Because his stolen base is so high. Verdugo literally brings nothing to the table different than any other player in this game. He just brings less.
Some average.
Yeah, but...
Just some average.
Yeah, but I bet the average of the All-Star team is probably around 285.
Hmm.
So he's probably average in that category, which is his best category.
Let's see, 2021 Home Run Derby. I'm trying to remember who was in that.
But I looked up who the Red Sox All-Star was. It didn't say who it was. It's Kenley. But it didn't say who it was. All I saw is like 20 articles saying Verdugo is calling himself a snub. Like, nah.
That's funny.
You got to make headlines
Trevor Story. In 2021, I was right, Isaac. Trevor Story was the representative at Coors Field for the Rockies. He actually made it through past the first round.
I forgot about that.
That was a good one, though. Trey Mancini made it to the finals against Pete Alonso.
Yeah, that was the most unexpected thing of all time.
Yeah, it was great.
I love to
see that. And Matt Olson lost in the first round to Trey Mancini.
To be fair, I'm kind of looking at all four of those guys. Maybe take Pete Alonso out of it because, like, he's still exciting, whether or not you just know what's coming. But Trevor Story, a boring player. Trey Mancini, we love the story. We love the guy. He's a great guy. But he's one of the most boring players in baseball. And then, what's his face? Fourth guy. Oh, Matt Olson. He's got a weird stance. He has nukes, but also relatively boring at the plate. You know who doesn't deserve to be in any kind of All-Star thing, but would be fun to watch strike out in a home run derby?
Who's that?
Joey Gallo.
Joey Gallo was a participant in
what year?
The 2021 home run derby.
What did he do? Did he actually strike? Did he actually have a bunch of swing and misses?
Probably. He had the lowest home run total of any of the participants in the first round. He hit 19 home runs in the first round, and Trevor Story beat him.
Someone needs to start tracking stats of how many swings and misses people have in the All-Star game, because I bet he doubles everybody combined. That's ever participated.
I bet you he didn't swing and miss.
Oh, well, Jacob, if you swing and miss once in a home run derby when you're at that level, when they're throwing batting practice to you, if there is an over-under for 0.5, I would easily smash it over on him. I would smash it under on everybody else.
But I mean, they're not like your batting practice coach isn't burying curveballs in the dirt.
No, I know, but Joey Gallo, it's not like pitchers always bury curveballs to him. Sometimes he swings and misses at everything.
Yeah,
it's not like they pitch around him.
Yeah, that's true. I guess it's an interesting theory. I don't think we'll ever see him back in a home run derby. At this point.
Yeah, I'm surprised we still see him in the league.
I think he's actually had a bit of a bounce back season.
Oh, I saw a thing unrelated to this, but the second best two-way player of all time is actually Chris Davis. Yes. So they actually showed a stat. Pitchers, it was like, I forget what the stat was, but it was people that had a certain number of home runs, like 20 home runs minimum, for a season where they also had strikeouts. And it was like Shohei Ohtani had like 200 strikeouts. And then the next guy that had like 20 home runs and a strikeout was Babe Ruth, and he had three. He had three strikeouts in a season where he hit 20 home runs because he never did both at the same time. Chris Davis was on that list. He had two strikeouts in a season. So really, he was as good of a two-way player as
he probably pitched
Babe
one
Ruth.
Inning.
He pitched one inning in his career and got two strikeouts in that inning,
which puts
him in the same category of a two-way player as Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, Babe Ruth isn't even the top two in two-way players.
It's a fun stat.
Yeah.
Well, that is disrespectful, and I love it.
To who? Somebody that
no,
didn't
but he's
exist?
Not the purpose of it is Babe Ruth isn't even a two-way player.
Babe Ruth is
he
not
did
a two-way
things
player.
At separate times.
But he was he did two things. Like, he was a mechanic. He did a lot of things. He was He also burned his house down with his wife in it.
Murder.
Didn't actually exist.
Professional drinker.
Yeah.
Obesity battler.
Diabetes.
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go. He's Babe like Ruth. A six-way player. Okay, Isaac. Well, I got to get out of here. So let's just pick our home run derby winners and call it a day.
Are you picking I'll let Randy you pick
first.
Are you picking? Hold on. Are you picking Randy for both?
No, I'm not picking Randy.
Shit. Where'd they go?
So I had in my notes here. I said Pete Alonso unless Jordan or Soler are added, and then I'll pick them.
See, I would neither of them easily. I would have were added. Easily picked Alvarez. I picked him as MVP yeah. this year. That's not going to pan out, but he would win this event this year.
I feel like a fool not to take Pete Alonso.
It was Adley. It was
there. I'll say them yes. all again. Luis Robert Jr., Adley Rutschman, Pete Alonso, Randy Arozarena, Mookie Betts, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Julio Rodriguez, and Adolis Garcia.
I want to go. I am going to pick Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Even Let's though go. I was not a fan of this at first. I believe, I know he hits nukes in BP. And we've seen him in this be extremely successful. And if it wasn't for Pete Alonso.
Arguably the best performance in home run derby history.
And he still lost.
Yeah. That's the thing. That's what's crazy. It's like Pete Alonso seems to be able to just hit as many as he needs to hit.
And he goes at his own. He knows how to do this, though. Vladimir Guerrero is just like, I'm going to just hit home run after home run. He's like, Pete is just conserving it. He's like, I'm here for the win. Like, I'm quietly just going to beat you.
Yeah, I'm picking Pete Alonso.
Oh, not Randy?
I think it's dumb not
you know
to.
What?
I'm
Fuck
already
it.
Taking Randy
I...
as the... As
okay.
The...
okay. Can I take
no,
two
okay,
people?
But here's the thing. My second pick, Isaac, was Vlad because I oh, yeah. the same thing. I think he's hungry. He wants revenge from 2019.
Yeah.
He has been kind of mid this season, especially by his standards.
Yeah.
And you know, his home run swing has actually started over the last since July has rolled around. And I think that he wants another shot at this. He always says it's very important to his family. They really want him to win this. And I think that there's a real chance that if anyone's going to take out Pete Alonso this year, I think it could be Vladdy because we already saw Vladdy give him a crazy run for his money. My top three, I think, in this contest are going to be Vlad, Pete Alonso, and Luis Robert Jr. Those are my picks.
Okay. My top three.
Top three.
Oh, I'm going to go excited. I'm just going to go off of sheer excitement. Vladdy, Randy, Julio Rodriguez.
That's fun.
That seems really fun.
Here are the odds, by the way. Oh. I'll say Pete Alonso plus 250, Vlad Jr. plus 300, okay. Julio plus 450, Lou Bob plus 550, Adolis Garcia plus 600, Randy Arozarena plus 800. Adley plus 1,000 and Mookie Betts plus 1,200.
I might have to put some.
I gotta
odds
say, I kind
on,
of agree with those odds astutely.
I might have to put something down on Randy because I don't know. Randy hits like 20 home runs a year.
I love Randy,
but I think he can do this. He just
needs
to go on his
strict
steroid diet.
I think the problem is that he's gonna be pimping home runs too much.
Oh yeah, for sure. He's gonna be looking at everything.
Yeah. I don't know. I love Randy, but I feel like he's not really built for this contest.
I think he's gonna flex too much.
He has clutch moments, and this is a marathon. You know what I mean?
You're right. He's a sprint guy.
Yeah.
This man is gonna bat flip after his first home
run. We saw what he did
in
the playoffs and everything.
I know, but he's like you said, he's gonna pimp his home runs. I actually 100% see that happening.
Who
out of anybody that would
in
ever
this contest. Randy.
Yeah. Dude, I'm so excited to see Randy in it. It's so hard. Like, that's why you need to bet on him. Just because then you want him to go through. Like,
I have a confession to make, Isaac.
You did?
I have deleted my betting app.
Me too. Long time ago.
I didn't want to do it anymore.
Why not? You were losing too much.
No. So what happened is, when the Bucks with Tom Brady went to the Super Bowl, I bet $20 on the Buccaneers winning the Super Bowl. And I had basically been playing with that money until about whenever the NHL playoffs started. And then I said, you know what? I've been using this little play money, been just working around with $20 for however long that has been. And what I want to do is just say, fuck it. I'm going to do one big bet. And if I lose all of it, then I'm just going to, stop sports gambling altogether. And I did lose it all. I put Fair. $50 on the New York Rangers to win the Stanley Cup. It would have returned like $8,000 or something like that. And I took my shot and I missed. And now I'm done sports betting. Damn. But I'm still very interested in like finding out the odds and everything.
Yeah, of course.
So
I still follow that,
but I just don't want to put money on it anymore.
I realize I've been off for over a year then, because I'm off of it for a reason that it really bothered me. Do you remember when it might have been before you started actually betting, when Bet365 switched over to a Canadian app? So they were all on, they were like, it was one main app, and then they were like, oh, here's a Canadian app. So all your futures bets, they were like, we're not doing this. They cashed them all out.
They just cashed them all. Yeah.
And it's like, are you kidding me? What if those hit? What if those hit? They were like, nah, you don't get that. So just the fact that they could just do that, as simple as that, with no liability, just to be like, okay, you can be on track for $100,000 in a parlay, let's say. And they could literally just fuck you over. So to me, that was like, all right, well, there's no winning in this.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I also just don't know. And like, I don't do enough research. I like to, like, for a big event once in a while, it's kind of fun to have a little bit of money on it. But I with us having the podcast and everything and being able to just like put our takes out there, so that we can reflect back on them, I feel like I get that validation that I need.
Exactly. I do wish we did, actually, because last year, I think the future bets that got cashed out were actually our bets that we placed. We placed them for, like, who wins a Cy Young. The futures bets that we did when we made our picks for the winners, and, like, we had, like, I don't know what year it was, but I would have won Cy Young, Rookie of the Year, and you guys... Greg would have won Aaron Judge MVP. Like, it was we got absolutely fucked because we would have cashed out on those, and we didn't.
No, but I did.
You did. Okay, so what year was it then?
I was only placing like $5 bets.
No, but I'm saying, so the year that switched over was also a year that we placed future
it didn't
bets
affect me because I was already in Quebec and it didn't change.
Okay
so I didn't get hit
so
by
you
that.
Didn't get hit by that.
No.
But yeah, like, we should have done it this year. I would have liked to put money on
do
some
one
of our
last
guys.
Hurrah.
Yeah, like Corbin Carroll, slam dunk.
Yeah.
Sandy Alcantara, slam dunk.
I have old man baseball that I need to get to,
Me
Isaac.
Too.
So, oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, good luck, sir.
At 7, but it looks like hopefully it might get canceled.
Oh, it's beautiful here in Montreal.
The sun's
not going
back
to get canceled. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Diamond Gems Podcast. I hope you get to enjoy the All-Star break with the people you love. I'm looking forward to watching it. And we will catch you on our next episode whenever the fuck we feel like it. Like, subscribe, leave a kind review. Follow us at Diamond Gems Podcast and at Shaped by Sports.
Goodbye.
Beautiful.